The Australian unemployment rate has held steady in September, despite the loss of more than 5,000 jobs. The Bureau of Statistics figures show the jobless rate held at 6.2% last month. 5,100 jobs were shed from the economy, all of which were full-time. Economists were expecting jobs growth of over 7,000. The amount of people in work or looking for work fell by 0.1%. In August, the Reserve Bank indicated it was likely the unemployment rate had peaked because of low wages growth and migration. The Australian dollar fell a third of a cent against the greenback on the release of the jobs data. Right now, it's buying 73.09 US cents. The Australian share market is heading higher despite weak offshore leads. The All Ords is up 0.7%, as is the ASX 200 index. Asciano has plunged around 7% after the competition watchdog raised concerns over Brookfield's proposed $12 billion takeover of Asciano. Metcash is another poor performer along with Arium. Domino's is up on a broker upgrade. IAG is another strong performer, and BHP Billiton is on the way up too. A weak profit forecast from Walmart hit Wall Street. The Dow Jones dropped 0.9%. And checking commodities, spot gold prices are coming down in the Asian session and crude oil prices are mixed. Analysts are warning the big banks could follow Westpac's lead and raise mortgage rates. Westpac caught its customers off guard yesterday, announcing the first hike to variable home loan rates in 5 years. It'll cost the average borrower around $10 extra a week.